Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. Ha'oved ha'avodah zarah. Somebody who worships avodah zarah is chayav skila. Echad ha'oved. Whether he worshipped avodah zarah in the unique way that this avodah zarah is usually worshipped, he would be chayav skila. Ve'echad ha'zaveh. Or somebody that checks the behemoth of avodah zarah. Ve'echad ha'mekater. Or somebody that burns incense to the avodah zarah. Ve'echad ha'menaseh. Or somebody who pours wine to the avodah zarah. Also somebody who spritches dam to the avodah zarah is chayav skila. Ve'echad ha'mishdachah, somebody who bows down to the avodah zarah. All these four, you'd be chayav skila, even if the derech of this avodah zarah is not to worship it in this way. Ve'echad ha'mekablo alav le'elokah. Somebody who takes the avodah zarah upon himself as an elokim would be chayav skila by saying this. Va'oimelo eli ata. Somebody who says in front of the avodah zarah, you are my elokim, he would be chayav skila. Avo ha'megafe v'ha'menashe. But somebody who hugs the avodah zarah or kisses the avodah zarah, v'ha'mechabeit, sweeps in front of the avodah zarah, v'ha'marbit, somebody who spritches water in front of the avodah zarah, v'ha'marshit, somebody who washes the avodah zarah, v'ha'sach, or he smears oil on the avodah zarah, v'ha'mabish, v'ha'manel, over below saseh, or somebody that dresses the avodah zarah or puts shoes on the avodah zarah. All of these, there is an iser lo saseh, but there is no chiyav misa for these avodas. Hanoder bishmo, v'hamekayim bishmo, over below saseh. Somebody who makes a neder in the name of the avodah zarah, or makes a shvuah in the name of the avodah zarah, he is over on a low saseh, but is not chiyav misa. Hapor atmo lebal peor, zuhi avodaso. Somebody who exposes himself to an avodah zarah called bal peor and defecates in front of the avodah zarah, this is the unique way that this avodah zarah is worshipped, and he would be chayav misa. Now, even if he did this to be mevazeh the avodah zarah, he still would be chayav echatas. This would be considered a shogeg. Hazorek eben lemarkolis zuhi avodaso. Somebody who throws a stone to an avodah zarah called markolis, this is the way the markolis is worshipped, by throwing stones at it. So therefore, he would be chayav misa. And even if his intention was only to be mevazeh the avodah zarah, he would be considered shogeg and would be chayav chatas. Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Hanosei mizara lemolech. Somebody who gives one of his children to avodah zarah called the molech is chayav skila. The molech is an avodah zarah for those that worship fire. A person would give over his child to the komrim of the avodah zarah. The komrim would then ignite two big fires. It would give the child back to the father, and the father would pass between the fires with his son. Eino chayev achayimzor lamolech v'yavar be'esh. You're not chayev skila unless you first give over your child to the komrim of the molech, and then after they give you back your child, you pass between the fires with your child. Masar lamolech v'lo hever be'esh. If a person gave over his child to the komrim of the molech, but did not pass between the fires with his son, or hever be'esh below masar lamolech, he passed between the fires with his son, but he did not originally give over his son to the komrim of the molech. Eino chayev achayimzor lamolech v'yavar be'esh. He's not chayev skila unless he first gives over his son to the komrim of the molech and then afterwards passes between the fires with his son. Bal ov that pitom hamidaber mishechil. Bal ov that is chayev skila. We're referring to pitom. This is a certain type of magic. Somebody who speaks from his armpit. Now, the Baal Ov, what he does is that he burns a certain type of incense, and then he takes a stick of a haras, and he waves it with his hand, and says certain things, and then voices come from his armpit. Or he takes the skull of a mace, and he ignites incense in front of this skull, and then words start coming out from his armpit. The Yidoni, what is this machashe called Yidoni that is chayav skila? Zeha medaber bepiv. He takes a certain bone from a chaya or an oaf, he puts it in his mouth, and he says certain things, and then voices come from his mouth. These people, the Baov and Yidoni, they tell the Asidus. They're able to tell people what's going to happen in the future, and people would come to them, and they would do these things, and then voices would come out that would tell the future. Hare Elu B'Skila, the Baov and Yidoni are chaya skila. B'ha Nishal Behem, somebody who comes to the Baov and Yidoni to ask them what's going to happen in the future, Bad hara, they are over on a lav, as the pasuk says, al tifnu ala ovos, ve'ala yidoni.